It's time for another Carbon County School District update here on Castle Country Focus. And joining us in the studio, we have Mr. Pei from Carbon High School, and he's also brought along a couple of students as we talk about the next production at Carbon High School. And, you know, they have some very large expectations following that last one, which was absolutely fantastic. Mr. Pei, I appreciate you stopping in today. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I say high expectations because you guys knocked Beauty and the Beast out of the park, and it seems like just yesterday you were in here previewing that particular production. Now it's a few months past, but I know everyone in the community really rallied around that and had a great time with it.
It was probably one of the most successful shows I've done, and here in Carbon for the last 4 years now is the biggest one I've done. I was very, very pleased with the cast and the public and the turnout and how well it was received.
Now, you and I were talking about this next production, See How They Run, which will take place March 1st through the 4th and then again on March 6th. And we have 9 students in this particular production, so it's a little bit smaller, to say the least.
Much smaller, and it's not a musical. It's a comedy farce, which means it's slapstick humor. And it's just a fun, entertaining type show that you can come and forget about your day and just sit back and laugh and enjoy.
Now, you said this one is just as difficult in its own way. I mean, I'm sure every production kind of takes on a different beast of its own. What seems to be the most difficult aspect of this particular production?
The hardest thing in doing a comedy or a farce like this is the timing. Mm-hmm. Everything depends on an actor saying something or doing something, and then there's a response to it. And once the actors learn their lines and their blocking, then it becomes a matter of just rehearse and rehearse and rehearse to get the comedy elements of it so that it is funny to the audience. And so it takes a lot of repetition to get it so that it's just that perfect humor and doesn't fall flat on its face.
Now, why this one? Why See How They Run?
It's British, and the British sense of humor is just so different than what America is. And it's just funnier, it's more, it's just unique to watch. And this show is just a real plethora of mistaken identities and pratfalls. And as I read the script, it's something that it just struck your funny bone.
And then, of course, it has to be well perceived by the students as well, right?
Correct. And I can usually tell when I do auditions or when the students read the scripts the first time, when they start to smile or laugh. And if they're laughing heartily as they read their parts and read the show and get the content of it, you know you did okay.
Yeah. Well, you have brought in a couple of students with you today as well, right?
Yes.
Who do we have today?
We have Sarah Clark, who is playing the part of Penelope Toop, and she is actually an American actress in this show, married to the British vicar in England. And then we also have Bethany Prettyman, who plays Ida, the maid, to the Toop family in the vicarage. Ida is extremely Cockney English.
Well, let's bring in both of them. Let's start with Sarah. She's actually a senior at Carbon High School. Sarah, I appreciate you coming in this morning as well. Thank you.
Thanks.
Talk a little bit about your particular part in this production and what it all entails.
Penelope is a very interesting character, because she doesn't fit the mold that these English people want her to be, because she's an American actress. And I love that about her. She's very spunky and very sassy.
Well, Mr. Pei was talking about how their humor is so much different than our humor, which means it probably is a fairly difficult role for you to play in this particular production, isn't it?
Yeah, there were some parts I was learning and just wasn't sure how to act it out. And I'm still filling out things, trying to get Penelope to come out on stage.
Now, you still have a little bit of time. I mean, it's only February 22nd here at this particular day at the time of this interview. So what are some things between now and March 1st that you feel you need to work on to make sure that this character comes to life in the right way that you and Mr. Pei have it envisioned?
I feel like I need to make her a little more bold and out there. Right now I'm still kind of in my own shell, and I just need to let Penelope come out.
Well, I definitely appreciate you coming in today, Sarah. And again, you'll be playing Penelope Toop, right? I said that right?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you, Sarah. Let's bring in Bethany Prettyman. She's playing Ida the Maid, and Bethany is a junior. Now, Bethany, last time we had you in here, we were talking about Beauty and the Beast, I believe, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so this is quite a bit different for you, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Talk about Ida the Maid and what you like about this particular character.
So Ida's actually my favorite character that I've ever played. She gets to have a really fun Cockney accent, which I love doing. And she's younger than the rest of the cast, so she kind of stands out. And she's really sassy, like Sarah was saying, but in her own way. And I really like this character a lot.
Do you have the accent down?
I think so.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
A woman's work is never done. Excuse me.
I think you got it down. Yeah, that's pretty good. Improv is hard, especially on the radio, so I put you on the spot there, but you come through. So I want you to go ahead and invite people out to come out and see this production, Bethany.
Okay. I would really enjoy if you guys came and watched it. I know if you come, then you're going to love it, because this is one of my favorite shows, and it's really funny, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Bethany, thank you for coming in as well.
Thank you.
Let's bring back Mr. Pei here for a moment as we close things out. Mr. Pei, I love talking to the students a little bit about what this all, you know, how it all comes together. I mean, it's just such a fun process, and I think we're very fortunate in the community to get to actually go sit down in the auditorium and see this whole thing come together, because we're talking about tons of work that these kids put in.
I have a great group of students that I work with, and it's just really fun to watch them rise to the occasion and take these parts on. As Sarah said, she's leaving herself behind and putting Penelope on stage, and Bethany said bringing someone like the maid in a Cockney accent that hopefully people can not see them on stage but see the characters that they bring. And that's the goal of this, is to let the students that I work with have an opportunity to do something they may never, ever do again, or something they haven't done, and stretch those abilities that they have into something that they can be really proud of.
You got one of the coolest jobs at the school, don't you?
I play.
Yeah. Mr. Pei, thank you again for taking the time to come in. Before you go, invite everyone out to the show as well.
Don't forget to come March 1st, which is next Wednesday, a week from tonight, is opening night, March 1st through the 4th, and then again on Monday the 6th at 7 p.m. at the high school auditorium. Costs are $5 for adults and $3 for students and children. And it'll be a great night of fun, laughing, entertainment.
Mr. Pei, again, thank you for stopping by, and thank you for bringing a couple of the students as well.
Thanks for having us.
All right, that's another Carbon County School District update here on Castle Country Focus.